In 2018, the Ministry of Defence became one of the 250 organisations that have signed the Care Leavers Covenant. A promise to provide support for care leavers aged 16 to 25 and to help them live independently. Since then, Defence has been working hard to live up to that standard and to raise awareness of the assistance available to care leavers of all ages who are serving in the armed forces. We've been exploring the experiences of people serving who have a care background and what they've learnt along the way. Louise Dorset is a leading writer in the Royal Navy, and as a child, fate would place her with military-savvy foster carers.
So I was quite young, I was about 6 and a half at the time, so I didn't really know or fully understand what was going on. But it was quite an upsetting time, not being with your mum or your dad. But I was with my brother at least, so we were together for the first couple of years. But I do remember sort of being really upset and getting dropped off at school and running up to my old house where my mum was, so she would do my hair for me before we had to go back to school.
But you ended up with two people who would be quite influential in your life.
I did, yeah. So they were my third set of foster carers that I went to live with, Joe and Howard. They were very influential, I'd say. I mean, I ended up living with them for 8 years. I was only meant to be there for 12 weeks as a sort of respite. I ended up staying with them for a long time, and I still am very close with them now.
And was it them or was it you who first led your path down the route towards the military?
I'd say Joe, my foster mum, she was a big part of it because she was in the army for 6 years. So she had that experience of being in the military, and she sort of knew what it had to offer. And I think she just knew what kind of person I was and thought I'd do really well.
And how many options did you have or were you given when it came to the rest of your life and potential career paths?
To be honest, I don't think there were a lot of opportunities given to me. I lived in a children's home for 5 years after I turned 13. I lived there, I felt like sort of when I got to sort of 18, 19, they were just like, you know, here's a house, you know, this is your time to move on kind of thing. And I just wasn't ready for it. And so I'd been working really hard. I worked two jobs for 3 years, and I just didn't feel quite ready to still be doing that and living in, you know, a flat that they'd given me. So it was, you know, a really good option for me in terms of being trained up and sort of starting a career.
What particularly appealed to you?
I always knew I wanted to join the Navy. Compared to like the Army or the RAF, it was always the Navy. I'm not sure why that appealed to me the most, but I've always lived next to the sea and in little fishing villages, and I do love the ocean, so that could be a reason why. It was more of like a place to stay initially, so I needed somewhere to live. I wanted to start a career, and I think the excitement of, you know, the sports and the benefits of being in really did appeal to me. So it seemed like the right path to choose.
How do you think you have benefited from a career in the military? You mentioned sports there and representation as one thing. What are some of the others?
Oh, I feel like I've benefited loads since being in the Navy, to be honest. You know, they've given me the opportunity to be able to buy my own house. So, last year I bought my first property, done skeleton, I've done the British gymnastics and travel. Also, doing the Navy advert was, you know, it was so much fun to do and sort of like a once in a lifetime opportunity.
What did it mean to you appearing in that? Because especially given that you come from a care background, how did that make you feel when you were asked?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. To me at the time, I just thought it was really exciting, a really good opportunity, getting to sort of travel to different countries and show women in a really strong role, and to show what they could do now, like women in the Navy, what they can do now compared to, let's say, 100 years ago when women didn't go to sea. But now they can be pilots, they can be engineers, they can do all these amazing jobs. So yeah, I mean, it was an amazing thing, and I, you know, it nearly wasn't really me that they, and I didn't really know about it. One of the girls who'd gone in, who'd got put forward for it, spoke to the producers, and she ended up coming out and saying to me, "You need to go in there because this, you know, this sounds right up your street, the kind of person that they're looking for this role." So I went in, and yeah, just sort of went from there.
Do you think there's been any unique challenges you faced being a care leaver in the military?
You know, I've settled in now, but I'd say it was quite tough my first couple of years being in the Navy, because nobody really knew. It's not really something I would ever bring up, you know, for any reason. At the end of the day, that's your personal life. So I think maybe being a little bit misunderstood, because I was a little bit different to everybody else, and because they didn't really know my background or think that, you know, how my life has shaped me to the person I am today, I just don't think they really understood me, or they maybe saw me differently to how, you know, how I think I am as a person, at least.
And what would you have liked in terms of support?
But you know, not a lot of people know even how to approach the subject of people being in care. It's always, you know, when it has come up in conversation, I feel like people are sometimes a bit, you know, taken aback, or they don't know what to say, or they almost feel sorry for you. And it shouldn't be like that. I think just making senior rates or people in a management level more aware that it is a big part of somebody's life, and not everyone's just brought up in a normal family home. So probably just more knowledge given to people, or, you know, being trained up to know how to support that person, or even just to be a listening ear in a way, or not just assuming that they can do the same things as everyone else, you know, in terms of going home for Christmas, or having that support bubble there. Because, you know, a lot of people that leave care don't have that support. They don't stay in touch with foster carers or social workers. So yeah, I think just making people more aware of what it is to be a care leaver, and what kind of things these children and young adults go through.
You yourself now can go into schools and speak to children from, you know, all sorts of different backgrounds. So there's an element of improvement now. There's an element of things getting better, communication levels opening up.
Yeah, massively. I mean, obviously, the Care Leavers Working Group is such a good, it's come on leaps and bounds, and it's amazing. Because, I've only been in the Navy 4.5 years, but only really in this last year have we seen all these big changes coming to light, and the word getting out about care leavers and, you know, what is it. So I think it's such a great step forward, really.
And how important is it to highlight all the opportunities, some of which you've mentioned, that the military or the Royal Navy can provide to care leavers in particular?
Oh, you know what, I think it's so important to tell them what opportunities are out there, because even from my personal experience of working in recruitment, I did actually go back and visit my old foster home, and I spoke to some of the young kids there, and, you know, they're going through a really difficult time. It's confusing, and they're sort of closed up. They don't really have a lot of hope. And I just, you know, I feel like it's good to give them that sort of beacon of light and show them that they can, you know, they can make a good life for themselves, just because they've moved around, you know, God knows how many times, and lived with however many people. They can still have a good life in the military. And I feel, like, from a personal perspective, I feel like it's such a good transition for children growing up in, let's say, a foster home, going into the military, because you still have a lot of support around you. And, you know, I think it's an easier transition into life in terms of, you know, like free medical, free dental, you know, the subsidised living, and even forces help to buy. So what helped me buy my first house, it just makes doing those little things in life much easier. And not a lot of people actually know about it.
And coupled with that, all the avenues that you can pursue when you're thinking about your career trajectory. I mean, what's the direction you're going to choose now?
Well, you know, that's another thing I love. There's just so many opportunities within the military. I mean, I'd love to deploy overseas and explore different roles within the military. But yeah, the opportunity to learn and take on new challenges, you know, they're everywhere you go. So I think anything's really possible if you work hard enough for it. I feel, you know, you can become really good in a job that you're in. You know, but I just would love to take it that step further and, you know, really delve into what the military is all about. And I feel like going for the human intelligence branch would really give me that opportunity.
Thanks for listening. For more information about care leavers in the military and their first-hand experiences, listen to the other episodes in this series.